Betty smiled benignly, turning the page of her copy of Vogue on the cafe table and sipping her tea. Behind her, oblivious to her interest, four young men preened themselves and catcalled passers-by from a street corner as they discussed their plans. Betty sighed the predictability of it all. Although their conversation was too quiet to overhear, the words came clear as day from their minds anyway.
Oh, what's the word, Johnny? When did we hit the drugs?
I told you, Lou. It's sorted. All we gotta do is wait under the 59th Street Bridge at sundown, and it's ours. The Bennies, the Fence, all of it.
What about the GIs?
We bump them, like the Minton job. There's so much dope these days, the uniforms won't miss it.
Yeah, I suppose, but what about Frank?
Frankie's holed up at the Capitol Palace. His guys are gonna hit the truck near Harlem, so we get in first. Steal the stuff and bump the uniforms. Then we'll resell it to Frankie. He's got a gig full of buyers waiting to take it, so he's counting on this load. He'll just have to pay to get it now, that's all.
Damn right he will.
I don't know. Frankie'll be mighty bent, Johnny. How do you know they won't get to us first?
They don't know where we're gonna stash it, do they? Besides, it's only a couple of days, and I'll set up to meet him and do the deal myself. We'll get the cash, hit the silk, and it's all done.
If you say so, Johnny. But what if...
Listen, Willie, just keep your stooly mouth shut, and we won't have to shut it for you.
No need to snap your cap, Johnny. You know I'd never...
The others muttered words of appeasement, and their attention turned to a group of girls walking by instead.
Check out the gams on that dame, boys.
Yeah,
I'm going fishing.
Johnny took off across the street after the girls, and the others disbanded, following him. So, it was a heist. Betty frowned. The amphetamine benzedrine, or bennies as the little white pills were known, were a staple for the men serving on the front. The government issued them to pilots, navigators, and soldiers regularly, keeping the men alert, dulling pain and smothering their hunger in the cold, miserable trenches they kept. On the black market, bennies were crushed instead, mixed with whatever crack tonic was on the streets, and sold for a double hit. The white powder known as FET, heroin, was a little harder to come by, but got a top price in the jazz clubs of Harlem that saw addicts come and go like a tram stop. It was the perfect place to do business, as it seemed Frankie, the smacker Paletti, was well aware. And those drugstore cowboys were already neck deep. Betty sighed. She picked up her Vogue and handbag and dropped them in the front basket of her bicycle. The back tray was already strapped with a crate of groceries. She rode home with a heavy heart. A woman's work is never done.
Avon Calling Radio Serial. Written by Haley Camille. This is a full cast dramatization.
Avon Calling.